Is Maria Sima a church-approved purgatory mystic, or is she a fraud? We will explore that in today's video. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. Now, we're going to look at this in three parts. What is the minimum requirement that the church wants of us in terms of our belief with purgatory? Secondly, how should we look at and think about private revelations? And lastly, Maria Sima, in her own words, and throughout, I will give you some of my observations. Now, when it comes to purgatory, the only thing that the church requires us to believe is that it exists, that the people there are in grace and will be saved, that they are being purified of any sins committed against God that have been already forgiven, and that we can pray for them. Everything else, we are not required to believe. Now, I want to talk about that phrase, the minimum requirement, what the church believes. The church, so that as many people can be saved, sets a low bar for what it requires of us. For instance, it requires that we receive communion at least once a year and go to confession at least once a year. It has very low requirements for the sake of salvation. Now, the minimum requirement for you to not go to hell is different from what you need to do to go to heaven. Let me give you the following example. Imagine if you're married and you told your wife, honey, what's the minimum requirement that I need to do so that you don't divorce me? That's different than asking her, honey, what's the most that I can do so that we can have an amazing marriage? Two completely different realities. And in this channel, I don't want to teach you the minimum requirement. I want more for you. I want to share with you everything possible that I can learn about purgatory so that you can know as much as possible so that you can become the greatest saint. That's what I want. That's why I search every mystic, every saint, every anything to find any information about purgatory to share with you. That's the goal of this channel. When it comes to private revelations, the church only requires us to believe the deposit of faith in the scriptures and big T tradition in the catechism. That's it. Why doesn't it require us to believe these other things? Because it wants to make it easier to be saved. But that's not enough to get you into heaven. We need more. Think about how many things we have that are private revelation in the church and how much they have helped you. The rosary is private revelation, not required. The scapular, not required. Miraculous medal, Marian apparitions, anything that any saint has ever written is not required for you to read or believe. All these different things that have greatly enriched the church are not officially required. Why? Because the church wants to make it easy to be saved. It doesn't want to place an undue burden of faith on people. That doesn't mean that it wouldn't be foolish for us to completely reject these things. God gives us private revelations for a reason. Why? It's a prophetic witness. It helps redirect the church and bring it back to what it should know and to its proper holiness. For instance, the rosary is an amazing example of this. This is why I use these different purgatory mystics, because they enrich us and they help us. Now, for me personally, Maria Sima is the reason why I have such a great love for purgatory. Maria Sima is one of the reasons why this channel has grown so much, why it really exists. So the fruit of the things that she says in my life is amazing. And if you have any doubts, read her book and you will see for yourself that the things that she says are not only not in contradiction to Catholic Church teaching, they support it and enrich it incredibly. And you're really missing out if you're not reading it. Sometimes I think people make these attacks on Maria Sima because they don't like what she has to say. You not liking something and it not being true are two different things. You may not like what she had to say about Padre Pio. That doesn't make it false. Even Saint Faustina, in her diary, according to what Jesus told her, was condemned to one day in purgatory at some point in her life where Jesus gave her the choice, either purgatory for the amount that you deserve or continue living in suffering. So even she would have had to have gone to purgatory. And Padre Pio needing to go to purgatory doesn't make him any less holy. It just shows how holy God is. Now let's listen to Maria Sima in her own words. Now, she was poked and prodded by everyone, including psychologically. So I'm going to go over that part in her book. This is on the part from Maria Sima's experiences. Pardon the sensitive question, but have you been tested by doctors or psychologists? Yes, I have. Many years ago now, a professor of theology asked for this, so I went ahead with it. This resulted in 6 pages of professional papers being made available, and they were put together by a doctor of psychology in Innsbruck. Copies of these went into archives of the publisher of a little book about my experiences that came out some 25 years ago. It was written by my old friend and spiritual director, Father Alphonse Matt, and in it are included experiences of mine. Now, this is a book that I found only recently, and he was her local pastor. So she was, even 25 years before this was written, she was already in spiritual direction and being supervised by a local priest. Then the question, is there any official recognition by the church when it comes to your particular experience? Listen to this. I'm obedient to my priest and to my bishops, who have said that as long as everything is theologically correct, as it has been so far, to continue with my apostolate. At first, Bishop Wechner did have problems with my being able to get answers for other people. He called me in to see him and asked me from where these answers came, so I responded exactly the way I had found out myself when all this started. Very early on, I asked a soul where it was getting the information. I thought perhaps that it would go out into purgatory to find the other soul, and then asked a second what it needed to be delivered. But the one in front of me instead answered, no. All the information that we bring to you comes from and with the permission of the Mother of Mercy. So it's not only good with the church, it's good with the Blessed Mother, which makes it good enough for me. When the good bishop heard this, he said, well, in that case, I cannot and will not say anything against it. How about them apples? I'll see you in the next one.